Kriz, Kol HaShorim, Shohoyu Shon, Lohoyu Lehem Mezuzah. All the Shorim that there was in the Azara, Rashi says, Sharei, or something out the word Mizrach, should be Sharei Azara. All the gates opening up into the base of Migdash, Kol HaShorim, Shohoyu Shon, Lohoyu Lehem Mezuzah, didn't have a Mezuzah. Chutz Mishar Nikner, only the Shar Nikner, that was the only one that had the Mezuzah. Shelefnim Mimenu, Lishus for Hadrin, because inside this gate, inside the gate called Shan Nikner, was the Lishkas for Hadrin. And Lechura, since that room, Lishkas for Hadrin, is Mechuyiv in a mezuzah, according to Rabban, it's very good. Because since the Kohen Gadol lives there for 7 days, that's called the Beis Dira, therefore, that room is Mechuyiv in a mezuzah. So Chura, Gzeira, that room, we made the outside Shar also needs the mezuzah. So the Mar Lechura, Lema Rabban, he, Valer Rabbi Yehuda. Lechura, this only comes out good according to Rabban and Shita, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because if according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he goof a gzera. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that it's lishkas per hadrin. This room that the Kohen God lived there for 7 days, meyikra din is potim in our mezuzah. Because it's called the dira bar korcha. He doesn't really like to live there without his wife there. So why do we mechuyiv to put a mezuzah? It's only a gzera that people shouldn't say he's put into jail now. So we want that room to look like a room that you live in. That's why we have a mezuzah. So he goof a gzera. The only reason why there's a mezuzah on the lishkas per hadrin is because there's gzeira. So yanan neker v'nigz gzeira l'gzeira. Should we go now make another gzeira that the shar nikner, this outside gate, that even though really that gate nobody lives there, it's not a gate going into a house that you live in. So why is that gate mechuyiv in a mezuzah? Only because from that gate you go into this house, into this room, the lishkas per hadrin. So bishlam, according to the rabbanon, it's very good. The rabbanon hold that the lishkas per hadrin is called the beis dira. Even though it's par kocha, shmei dira, so it's mechuyiv in mezuzah mikra din. Then we say the outside shar nikner, since this is a shar, a gate, going into a beis dira, it's also good why it's mechuyiv in mezuzah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the inside room, this lishkas pahadrin, is also part of a mezuzah mikra din. It's only gzera, so why should we make gzera on the outside gate also? So according to this price, they can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So my answer is no. Even if you want to tell me this price, it goes good according to Yehuda. It's all one big gzera. Like, what was the gzera? We don't want people to say the Kohen God was put into jail. So we wanted to look as if that room looks like a base dira where the people live there. Now, if it was really a base dira where the people live there, that's the locha, a shar, another gate that opens up, lets you come into a place where people live, you mechuyiv in a mezuzah. That's why the outside gate, like we'll soon see, the gate of the city, is also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Even though nobody lives there, but since that's the gate to come into another room where people do live, that's called mezuzahs beisei ovisharecha. The shahr of the city is also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. So here also, if we're going to patter the outside gate, the shahr nikna, not with the mezuzah, so people are going to have a question. You see that, why is there no mezuzah here? It's leading into a room where the Kohen Gadol lives. And the my people say that room that he stays for 7 days is still a jail. It's not a real makom dirum. That's why even this outside gate doesn't have a mezuzah. So the churas chadik zerihi. In order to take away that people shouldn't say that Kohen God is going into jail, we want it to look as if it's really a beis dirum. And if it would really be a beis dirum, even the outside gate opening up into here would also be mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Therefore, we have to put a mezuzah even in the shar nikner, this outside gate opening up into this inside gate. Into the Lishkas Pahadrin. Tell the Rabbanon, the price says like this. Bisharecha. The Pasuk says you have to put a mezuzah on Bisharecha. On the Sharm, on the gates, come here. Is Echad Shari Batim. Toshin means the door coming into your house. That's Mamash Mechuyiv in the mezuzah. Because the bayis is the base dira. So for sure, the entrance into your house, you have to have a mezuzah. The Echad Shari Chatzeris, the Chiddush. Even though it's only an opening into your chatzar, into your front yard, and you don't live in the front yard, but again, the svar is that since through the front yard you come into your house, and your house is a beis dira, so even the shar hachatzar also needs a mezuzah. The outside gate that opens up into your front yard needs a mezuzah. The yechad shari medinas, who are then the shar, the gate that opens up into the whole city, also needs a mezuzah. For the same reason, because that's the way to come into the houses inside the city. The yechad shari yayoris, if even the cities in the whole country, also needs a mezuzah. Yeah. Yesh ben chayvis mezuzah. L'makam. All these places is a chayva, yesh ben chayvas mitzvah l'makam. All these places is a mitzvah to put a mezuzah on these places. Mishum shenema, because the pasuk says, u'chsavtam al mezuzahs beisecha u'visharecha. As it doesn't only say mezuzahs beisecha on your house, no, visharecha means a shar, means any gate that opens up to let you come into your house,
that outside gate is also mechuyevin the mezuzah. So the outside gate of the city, if rove of the people in the city are Jews, there's a mechuyev the chiyah to put a mezuzah on that outside gate. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Safra. So Abaye has a kasha to Rav Safra. Hani yavulu de mechuzah, these gates outside the city of mechuzah, my time lo yavdul lehu rabbonim mezuzah. How come the rabbonim did not put a mezuzah on those gates? So Rashi learns pshat. Even before Rashi. Echot shari medinas. Let's see top Rashi. Echot shari medinas. Yesh medina mokefes harim. You have a whole city that's surrounded by mountains. The yorim and forests. The karma pasois. The yeyetsim imenuel aderech shorim kagoyin eretz hagar. That they only go into the city, this one gate, that's the only way into the city. So Kur Rashi is saying the Chiddush. That let's say you have a city that's opened a lot of places. One side has a little gate there. But most of the people don't go through that gate. There are plenty of other sides had to come into the city. There are open fields there, come into the city. So even though there's a gate there, that will be part of the mezuzah. The gate has to be that rove people come through this gate into the city. That's what Rashi's saying. That if around the city, it was surrounded by mountains and forests. So the way people came into the city was only through this shahr, through this gate. That's called the shahr of the bayis, that's the mechuyev in the mezuzah. So he has to kashna to bayi avul the mechuzah, means shahri ir. These were the cities opening up into the city, the gates opening up into the city, the Sheshmo Mechuza, Vayiruban Yisrael. And most of the people living in Mechuza was Yisrael. So Chura, since most of the people living there, the outside gate opening up into the city, like we're saying, most of the people go through that gate into the city, and then that's the way to come into your house, should also be Mechuza in a Mechuza. So how come the Rabbonah did not put a Mechuza on the gates leading into Mechuza, into the city? So he answered back, Omalei hanu chizuk liyakroi dekuv Yehudi Avidi. These gates were not really made to be turned as a gate to use to come in and come out, but rather was only a gate to chizuk to give support to what's on top of the gate. There was a fortress on top of the gate. So for what's on top of the gate, that's why they had the gate here. It wasn't really used to use the turn as a gate to come in and come out. The ikra of this gate was just to give a chizuk. Liyakra the Kuvi, Hudi Avidi. So Rashi says, Liyakra the Kuvi, Binyan Bon Yalayim. There was like a binyan, a house, on top of these gates. Venikra Kuvi, Liyasharim Tachta Vasurim Kakipam. Now the bottom gates were made like a keeper, like a, what do you call a arch. Or Binyan HaBon Yalagabi Kipin Chazak Yaser. Like the foundation is made like an arch, so it holds the binyan on top much stronger. So the kitza, this gate, wasn't made the terrace a gate, it was made the terrace to hold up a house on top. I will say that's next more kasha. Was it used to entrance? That alone is not enough though. It has to be made only the terrace and entrance. Here was made for support, the house on top, so the ikur is for the support of the house on top, not for an entrance to support for the mezuzah. For the Gemara though, the Omalei, the Yaqwa the Kuga Gufati boy mezuzah. Good, let this be a base shah, let this be an entrance to the top house. That's the cloud. The mezuzah is beisecha v'sherecha. Any entrance to let you come into the house is l'chuyev in the mezuzah. See, here also, on top of the gate, there was the house there. So why isn't that just like that house is l'chuyev in the mezuzah? This bottom gate should also be l'chuyev in the mezuzah. So Rashi v'akroi deku v'gufa. Mishumoysa binyan atzmoy tiboy yashar mezuzah. Shederach oysa yashar nechnosim loy. As even though the gates were not made maybe to come to the city, but the gate for sure was made. This is the way you go to the top of the house. To get upstairs. So, of course, since you have to go through this gate, why wasn't this gate mechuyev in the mezuzah? Yefa demar do ispei beis dira, l'shoymer beis asurim. Like this place on top, there was a shoymer, there was a watchman that lived there. The beis asurim, actually, was the jail there on top. And you have the watchman that sleeps there. So, since he's there the whole time, hakoporim, that's called the beis dira. So, how come there wasn't a mezuzah for that person living on top here? Right. When the Taishon has the shout, he goes this and that. Alright. Vaita. And of the Gemara, or the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Beis HaKnesses, if you have a shul, Sheyesh Boy Beis Dira, there's a room there in the shul that somebody could live there. Lechazna Knesses for the Shamish. If he lives there, Chayeves Be Mezuzah.
then you're mechuyev to put a mezuzah. So you see, even though v'ika, the place is the basic knesset, not to live there, but if you have a room set aside for the chazan to live there, so you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. Here also, since there's a shomer on top living there, you should have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on the top room, and who would then on the bottom shah, the bottom gate, should also have a mezuzah. Elo Omer Abayis, Abayi answered like this. You know why they didn't have a mezuzah on the gate? Mishum sakona. Here's a sakona. So Rashi learns, Shlo yomer ha-melech shofim asisim mishar yir. The melech shouldn't say, people are doing witchcraft by the shar yir, not to get the people into trouble. So mishum sakona, if the goyim will give you tzuris, if they see your mezuzah outside, that's the p'tur, you don't have to put a mezuzah. The Tanya we learned, mezuzah yochid nivdoka is pamayim b'shruah. A private person owns a mezuzah, he's supposed to check it out twice in 7 years. This show rabin, a mezuzah belonging to the rabin, pamayim b'yovel, twice in the yovel, you have to check it out. Trashi nivdeke shema nirkavo enignavo. You have to check it out, make sure it didn't rot away, or push it grip, make sure it wasn't stolen. This show rabin, was their mezuzah then wasn't like our mezuzah, it's outside. Their mezuzah then used to have a hole knocked into the wall, and inside the hole of the wall, they would put the mezuzah. So Pasha got it, like, and then they would cement it down again. So Pasha got it, check it out, open up that hole, and make sure the mezuzah is still there, it wasn't stolen. This show Rabin, Shari Chatzeros and Medinas Vayoris, and the gates opening up in the big cities, that's only Pamayim B'yoyvim. Now, Kol Dov Ishusha Rabim Ein Latriach Olov Harbe, Shem Tatriach, Vokolech Roim Yasech Averi. We don't make you work too much, because if we let you do it too much, everybody will say the other one will take care of it. They'll never get done. Therefore, once in Yovel, twice in Yovel, it's not so bad. Now, Vyam Rav Yehuda, Maisa Be'atav Inechad, happened with this person, Rashi's Atav in the Shem Ish, Vyam Rav Shem Umnis. Some say that's the work, that's the type of work he did. He was checking the mezuzahs on the top of the city of Beshuk Helion, the top of the on this street, Shuk Helion and Tzipori. Omotzo Kisturachin, and one of the king's men found him, v'notim emenu elav zuz, and gave him a knas, took away $1,000 from him. Rashi Kistur, shamed Kidosu, Gansatit Vusaiti, he was a policeman, and he found him and he gave him tzoris. So you see such a case that if you have tzoris with your mezuzah, you're potter from the mezuzah. So that's why if you're afraid of the goyim, they'll give you tzoris, that's the p'tur, not to put a mezuzah on the outside gate of the city. Now, I, for the Markasha, Romer Abelazah, Shluchei Mitzvah, and Nizukin, I, the Klal, if you're doing your mitzvah, you don't have any hezek. So here he was going to check the mezuzah, he was doing a mitzvah. Well, how come the hezek happened to him? Have the Gemara, Heicha, the Kviya Hezeka, Shani. Where it's a Kavua, where it's Prabal, where it's Shriach. For the hezek to happen, then you can't be soimech on nisim. You can't be soimech shtucha mitzvah and nizokin. That's only minastam, there's a school that you won't have the hezek. But stam to walk through the street, the cars are coming, you can't be soimech shtucha mitzvah and nizokin. Whereas kviyah hezek, whereas the shchiach. For the hezek to happen, you have to be careful. Or Raya, the Chassid Pasuk says, Vayoyim is Shmuel. Shmuel said, Eich Eilech, Vishom HaShoyel, Vargeni. His HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel, go away from Shoyel, and go to David, make David the king. So Shmuel said, how can I go away from Shoel? Shoel will kill me. Vayim Rashem, Hashem said, Eglas Boka Tikach Yotcho, V'yamatlis Berech L'Hashem Bosi. So Hashem gave Shmuel an Eitzah. Tell Shoel, you're going away to bring a korban. But the question is, what was Shmuel afraid of? That Shoel will kill him. What was Shmuel doing? He was going, B'tzidu Hashem. Hashem told him, go be Moshech Dovid HaMelech. So it's a raya that no, even though Hashem told him to do it, but since the Shkiach HaZekah, that Shoel's will get very angry and Amal, he should kill you, you have to be afraid. You don't have any hetter, Shluch HaMitzvah, any Zokin. So therefore you have to do it in a way, you won't be hurt. Rashi, the Kvi HaZekah, Alila Samayisho Mizumenes Tomit. If the king, the government, will find things against you. Ech Elech, Limshech Es Dover HaPi HaDiver. Even though Shmuel was gone because Hashem told him, but still he had to be careful not to do it in a way that Shoel shouldn't come to kill him. So you see, you have to watch out. Don't wear Shkiach HaZekah, you have to watch out. So therefore, you're part of the mezuzah on the gates of your city if you're afraid the goyim will give you service there. For Tony Rav Kana, Kaimid Rav Yehuda, Beis HaTevin, a house that you store straw in, Beis HaBoker, a house that you have your animals there, or Beis Eitzim, a house that you store the wood, or Beis Eitzro, a house that you store things, Rashi says, Shoyayin, Vishem and Otzvua, V'yeinodim Darvoi, stam a warehouse that you store up the wine and the oil there, but you don't live there, is Pturim and Amazuzah. These places are put them in a mezuzah. And it says a reason why, because women make themselves nice there. That the women enjoy themselves there. And we'll soon see what that means. And as women get dressed there, they're undressed there, that's the place for their dressing room. They get dressed there, and they're undressed there, so it's not covered to have a mezuzah in the room that they get undressed by. For the Gemara, mind the usos. What does it mean, the usos? Have the Gemara roish says. It means they wash themselves, they take a bath there. So it's like a bathroom. So it's not nice to put a mezuzah there, since they're undressed there, therefore we don't put a mezuzah there. Omale Rav Yehuda, time of the roish says. So what do you want to tell me? Why are these places put for the mezuzah? Because the women wash themselves, the other undressed there. Hostoma chayovin. Mashma regular base, so it's a regular warehouse, would be mechuyev in a mezuzah. I have a tanya, we learned like this. Refes boker, that's the room that you keep your animals in, the stall, is pturim in a mezuzah. It's potif in a mezuzah. Nothing to do with the women that wash themselves there. Stam, it's not called a base dira. The klal of a mezuzah is it has to be a base dira, someplace that you live there. And a refes boker, you don't live there. So what do you have to come out? Because the women wash themselves there, stam is the potter. And the Gemara, Ella Mayin Yusos, what does Yusos mean? Miskashtos. Sam, they put on makeup there. Vochik Torah, this is what the Gemara means to say. The Bryce before. Afal pi shanoshim miskashtos them, even though forget these storage rooms is used a little bit. Hey, it's pshitif, the women wouldn't put on their makeup there, so pshitif is part of the mezuzah. A man doesn't use it. But I would think that since the women put on their makeup there, maybe they're mechuyev mezuzah, kamashm no, still their potter, still their pturim. Why are they potter? Because the warehouse that you don't go to live there is potter for the mezuzah. Strashi. Afopi shanoshim is kashtois, shom bibsamim, the salka daitach amina dirhi. I would think since the women use this room to put on the makeup there, maybe it sit like a base dira. Ashminad lav dirhi. No, that's not called a base dira. The ikka room is made for storage. You store your wine there, you store your animals there. That's the main thing of the room. Either the women put on makeup there, that's just Taman Arai. That doesn't give it a shame, Diva. Omalei Rav Kana, so Kana said back, Ushanoshim is kastoshim pturim. Is it true that if the women use these rooms to put on the makeup, it's not called the base Diva that the potter? For Tanya, we learned like this. Refes boka pturim in amezuzah. The corral where you have your animals, it's potter in amezuzah. Other Vishanoshim is kashtois bo, if the women use those rooms to put on the makeup there, chayavis v'mezuzah. So you see, it's enough that a woman uses it to put on makeup there, that gives it a shame. Beis dira, you are mechuyev. Yeah. Hefti Gemara. Elamayis lachmein, what do you have to say? Miskashtois tanoihi. That's a machoikis tanoim. It's the fact that a woman uses a room. They use it just to put on the makeup there. Is that called the base dira? Is that called the living there? And the mechuyev to put a mezuzah or not? It's like a machlokes tanoim. So I'll tell you the dinami. According to me also, stoma tanoi. It's a machlokes tanoim. Whether a base dira, whether a base oitzer is mechuyev in a mezuzah or not. Drashi elamayin sach lemeimer. Ki parshas nosas miskashtoi shom. V'tikshu mastisna mastisna neima tanoi. Yatsa is a machlokes tanoim. So the I learned pshat also to machlokes tanoim. You can't ask me kasha. Tanoihi. Someone says, the Tanya we learned. Beischa. The Pasuk says, Al Mezuzah is Beischa. What does Beischa mean? Beischa Miyuchad Loch. It has to be a house Miyuchad satisfied just for you. That you have to live there. Prat Le Beis HaTevin. If you have a storage house that you store the straw. Or the Beis HaBoku, you keep your animals. Or the Beis Eitzim, you store your wood there. Or the Beis Eitzim, Stam, you store the wine there. Shefturim in a mezuzah. That you put them in a mezuzah. That's not called Beischa. That's not called a Beis Dira. The yesh, but there are some people that say no. Mechayavim, so you see, it's a machlokes tanoim. If stam a warehouse is mechuyev in a mezuzah or not. Now, b'emes emro, really it was said that beis hakisei or beis haburski, that's the place to work with the skin, or beis hamerkos to take a shower, or beis hatfilah, v'shanoshim yususpem is pturim in a mezuzah. This everybody holds as potim in a mezuzah, and the reason why is because it's not their recovery like we had before. Not there recover these places the women are undressed there to have a mezuzah there. So the kids we have a machlokes tanoim here. So Gemara says, Rav Kana Matarasa Taimei, Rav Yudha Matarasa Taimei. Rav Kana Matarasa Taimei, Rav Kana Ziyashiv, the theory like this. Beisecho means Beisecha Myuchzachor. It has to be a house that you're living there. Prat le Beis HaTevin, or the Beis HaBokal, or Beis HaEitzim, or Beis HaEitzreis, Shepturim in a Mezuzah, Bistan. Minastam, a warehouse, is Potem in a Mezuzah. Of the Yesh, there are sometimes Shemachayovim, Bistan. There's some sheet is hold Yemachayiv in Stan. Now, Ben Misomru, that Beis HaKisya, Beis HaMuskim, Beis HaMechel, Beis HaLulish, Anosh HaMuslim, or Minus and Rosh Seis, is Turim in a Mezuzah. That they're Potem in a Mezuzah. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Hainu Merchat, the same thing as the Merchat, Hashmina Merchat, the Rabbi, Hashmina Merchat, the Yochi. That they're both Potem in a Mezuzah. The Salkut, that the Chaminach Merchat, the Rabbi, the Nofis Duma. Only a public bed house. That's Potem in a Mezuzah. Because it smells very bad. Av Merchat, the Yochi, the Nofis Duma, it doesn't smell so bad. Ey Malachai Mezuzah. Maybe there is a chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. Kamashmala, no. That even the room that a woman take a private bath there is also part of a mezuzah. We have Yehuda, let me tell you, who goes according to his shita. Rochi Katoni. Beisecha means Beisecha Muchalachor. Pratla Beisatevna, Beisaboka, Beisaitra, Beisaitris. Shefturim in a mezuzah. Afilum is kashtois. Even if the women use it to put on makeup there, still is potter. The Yesh Mechayavas is kashtois. But some shitas hold no. That miskashtois, putting on makeup, also holds. So it's a machloikis even putting on makeup, using the room for makeup, if that's called a Beis Dira or not. Avostam, if they don't use the room to put on makeup, just stam Beis Dira, the Rehako Potter, everybody holds your Potter. And that's like a Yudishita. And then the Somru, everybody holds that Beis Akisa, Beis Abruzi, Beis America, Beis Atfilon, Afo Pishinoshim is Kastashpem, Surim in a Mezuzah. That's the Girsa. That in these rooms, even though the women use it to put on their makeup there, but according to Yud, even though some hold putting on makeup is mechuyev in a mezuzah, where they use this room for davar mias, it's also potem in a mezuzah. Why? Mishum benafis zuma. Because since the smell is very bad there, then everybody holds it potem in a mezuzah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this next gemara. We'll begin tomorrow. This machlekes. You holding up Yud Aleph? Just go over again the last gemara we saw yesterday. In the middle of the Gemara, again, Tony Rav Kana, Kain made Rav Yehuda, that Beis HaTeven, U Beis HaBokor, U Beis HaEitzim, U Beis HaEitzreis, Pturim in a Mezuzah. Hey, Rav Kana's shita is that a warehouse, a storehouse, is Potem in a Mezuzah. Why? If they Shanoshim Noisois Ben. A reason, because the women, like we'll soon see, take a bath, they wash themselves there. Or Mayan Usois, what does it mean to have Nusois? It means to have enjoyment, like Loshin of Noah. To have enjoyment from it, roichzois, because they wash themselves in these houses, and therefore it's potem in a mezuzah. So it's mashma according to Rav Kana, stam a warehouse is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Hey, it's a beis hatevin, a house you store the straw or the boker, the animals or eitzim, the wood. Beis hatzreis, stam warehouse of wine and shemen. He holds mikir stam it's pot it's chayev in a mezuzah. The reason why here it's potter, because the women wash themselves there, and it's not nice to have a mezuzah, but mokum where they're washing themselves. Because they're undressed there. Omalei Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Kana, Taim of the Reuchses, what are you saying, why do you hold these warehouses are potter for the mezuzah? Only because the women wash themselves there. Like it's not the COVID to have a mezuzah in a place where they're undressed. Hostoma, Chayovin Mashmiyu Rav Kana holds, Tama warehouse, is mechuyev in the mezuzah. Like a garage would be mechuyev in a mezuzah. I have a tiny, we're going to the price like this. Refes boker, the stall where you keep your animals, is pturim in a mezuzah. Is mashmino, a storehouse where you keep even the animals, is potem in a mezuzah. So stam a warehouse is potem in a mezuzah. Of a zoye, a minor usos, what does the price mean to say before? The reason why they're potem is because they have hanor there, which Rav Kana said that meant to say because they washed themselves there. So if you'd learn, it's not like that. It means miskashtois. Not that they get undressed there, but they use it, they put on makeup in that room. Vorchi Katoni, this is what the Brisa means to say. That afa pi shanoshim miskashtois ben, even though the women actually use these rooms, even though it's meant for a storehouse, storage there, but the women use it, they put on their makeup there, still p'turim, that's the Chiddush. Because it's not a beis dira, they don't live there day and night. Really, it's only used to store your things there, to store your animals there. Even though they go there throughout the daytime, sometimes to put on makeup there, that's not considered a beis dira. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns. But avada, stam a warehouse, stam a garage, is potter on the mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omale Rav Kana. Rav Kana said back to him, V'shanoshrim eskashtos em beturim. Is that true? You want to tell me a room that the ladies use to put their makeup on, that room is the potter from the mezuzah? It's not called a dira. For a tanya we learned, refes boka peturim in a mezuzah. A refes, that's this corral where you keep your animals, is potter in a mezuzah. But v'shanoshrim eskashtos bo, but if the women use that room to put on their makeup there, chayoves be mezuzah, it's mechuyven in mezuzah. So there's enough in the Braisa that says this corral, if it's used for the women to put on the makeup, it is called a Beis Dira. It is enough to mechayev you in the mezuzah. So Elo Mayas Noch Lameim, what do you have to answer? That Miskash Tais Tanoihi, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. The fact that a lady uses the room to put on the makeup, is that enough to give it a shame Beis Dira? It's called like they're living in that room, and therefore it's mechayev in the mezuzah. Or no, that's not called living. Living means you have to live there day and night. But just time you use it to store, to storage. Now, sometimes the women put their makeup, that's not mechuyiv. It's machlokes tanoim. So, Atelo didi, according to me, Rav Kana answers back, nami stom et tanoi. As even a stam beis dira, a stam storehouse, a stam beis hateven, a beis haboker. There's a room that you use just to store the straw. According to Rav Kana, it's also machlokes tanoim. In other words, again, the kitzur, Rav Kana holds that a warehouse is mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And the only reason why he holds potter before is because the women wash themselves there, they're undressed there. But a stam warehouse is mechuyev in the mezuzah. And if you hold not like that, he holds stam warehouse is potter for the mezuzah. The only tzad to be mechayev is if women put on makeup there, they use it there. So Mor says, it's mechuyev tanoim. The Tanya we learned like this. The Pasuk says, al mezuzah is beisecho. Is beisecho, what does it mean, your house? Ham yuchid lecho. A house that's oimed miyuchet set aside for you, prat lebeis hateven, excluding a house, the storage room that you use to store the straw, or lebeis haboker where you have your animals, or lebeis seitzim where you store the wood, or lebeis seitzim where stam you store the wine or the shemen. Shepturim in a mezuzah. It's potem in a mezuzah, stam breisa that holds the stam warehouses are potem in a mezuzah. V'yesh mechayoven, but there are some tanoim that hold no, it is mechuyiv. That's also called a beis chor. Since you're using it, you're mishtamish there, you leave your food there, you leave your animals there, it's called you're using that room, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. And that's the way we paskin, that a room that you use for your own personal usage, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. The emes armu, but everybody holds, the emes, like for sure it said, that beis hakisei, or beis habruski, that's the room that they use for make the skin, that smells very bad there, or beis hamerchets, room you take a shower with, you wash yourself, or based on tefillah, where they go to the mikvah, or else that the women take a private bath there, is pturim in a mezuzah. This room for sure is potim in a mezuzah. Because it's a ginai, they're not doing nice things there, either it smells too much there, or else they're undressed there. Such a room does need a mezuzah. Mashenke and stam, storage room, that's a machlekes hanoim. But there is a tana that says, v'esh mechayovim, stam a storage room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Rav Kana matas latami. Now, Rav Yehuda Matasa Taimei, Rav Kana and Rav Yehuda, both are going to say how they learn Pshat, this Machlokes Tanoim. Again, that Rav Kana hold, there is, he holds that Stama warehouse is Mechuyev in a mezuzah. And Rav Yehuda Shita was no, Stama warehouse for sure is Potem in a mezuzah. The only reason why they're Mechuyev before was because the Noshim use it to put on the makeup there. So they both learn Pshat, this Machlokes Tanoim like this. Rav Kana Matasa Taimi, Rav Kana, his sheet holds that you are mechuyev in the mezuzah, learns the machlokes like this, that beisecho, the pasuk says, al mezuzah beisecho, means beisecho am yuchad lecho, the bayis has to be set aside for you to live there, prat, excluding, lebeis hateven, a room that you don't live there, you just store your straw, or lebeis habok, lebeis eitzim, lebeis oitzris, stam, you store things there, shepturim in a mezuzah, bistam, a stam room is potem in a mezuzah since you're not actually living there. Of v'yesh, but there are reshitas that hold, v'yesh yirmechayovim b'stam. But there are tanoim that hold, no, a stam storage room, since you're using it to store your things there, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. And that's the way we paskin. So a garage, that you store your things there, and you go there from time to time, to take things out, put things in, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. V'yesh yirmechayovim b'stam. Now, the emes amru, for sure, it was said, everybody holds like this, that beis hakisei, or beis habruski, or beis hamerchas, the room that you make the skin, the tannin, or the room that you take a bath, or beis hatfila, the shanoshim lusos ben, or mayin usois, what does it mean the women have hanor there? That means reichsois, that they take a shower there, they take a bath there, it's Peturim Min HaMezuzim. These rooms are Potur Min HaMezuzim. Because it's a Tashmish or Ginai, they're undressed there. Therefore, these rooms are Potur Min HaMezuzim. But a regular warehouse, a storage room, is Mechuyev in a Mezuzah, according to Rav Kana. For the Gemara, Hochi, Hainu Merchatz, like if you're telling me now, the room Shanoshim Nusais Ben means a room that the ladies take a shower there, Bechur, that's Hainu Merchatz. We said that already, that a base Kamerchatz is part of a Mezuzah. Have the Gemara Ashmina Merchatz the Rabbim, the Ashmina Merchatz the Yochit. It's a Chiddush. Merchatz means a public bathhouse. That's for sure part of a Mezuzah. Now that it says for Shanoshim Nusais Ben, that means a private bathhouse. The Salkot Ayta Chaminach, I would have thought, Merchatz the Rabbim, the Nefishis Unam, a public bathhouse. That there's a lot of odor there, a lot of heat there, it smells very bad. That's why it's part of a mezuzah. Abu Merchatz the Yochid, it's not a private room that one Isha uses for basically for her private washing. It's only for a private person to learn off his umma. It doesn't smell so bad there. Eim alachai the mezuzah. I would think maybe her personal Beis HaMerchatz is mechuyev in the mezuzah. Kamash Malan. No, even a private room. The Hanoshim Nusais then is also part of a mezuzah. But this is good according to Rav Kana Shita, that a storage room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. For Rav Yehuda Matas HaTaimer, Rav Yehuda says according to his Shita, that he yells no, stam a warehouse storage room is part of a mezuzah. Since you're not living there, it's part of a mezuzah. Hochi Ketoni, he learns the machlokes like this. Beisecha, the Pasuk says, means Beisecha Myuchad Lecho. It has to be a house set aside for your personal living. Prat LeBeis HaTeven, excluding a room that you only use to store the straw there, or Beis HaBokah for the animals, or Beis HaYitzur for the wood, or Beis HaYitzur for the wine, the shemen, Shepturim Min HaMezuzah. Now, Afilo Miskashtois, one sheet tells, even if the women use it to put their makeup on in that room, but since that's not the Iker purpose of the room, the Iker Tashmish of the room is to store the things there, so it's not called the Beis Dira, even though sometimes the women use it to put their makeup, still they're potter. The yesh, but there are some shittas that hold mechayovim v'miskashtos. Some shittas say yichayev, but when? Only if the women also use that room to put on their makeup. So since they have some tashmish of a dira, that's why there's a chiv to put a mezuzah. Avol stam, but if the women don't use that room to put their makeup on, it's only used just to store your wood there, or to store your shemen or your wine there, then potter, divrei hakol potter. Everybody holds your potter. This is a quarter of Yudhi shita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a garage would be potter for the mezuzah. Now, the Emes Omru, it was for this everybody's masking for sure, it was said that Beis HaKisa, your Beis HaBurski, your Beis HaMerchatz, or Beis HaTfilom, that Afa Pisha Noshim is Kaspesh for him, even though in these rooms, sometimes the women also use it to put on their makeup, of a Pturim Min HaMezuzah. Here for sure it's potter Min HaMezuzah, which from the Nafiz Zulma, because it smells very bad, these rooms. If it's not covered to have the mezuzah there, that's a svara, you're potter from the mezuzah, and the law is it's also to put a mezuzah. Even if you want to be machmir, you're not allowed to. It's a bizoyin to have a mezuzah in a room that's a beis HaMerchatz, a beis HaKisein, or a beis HaBurski. You're not allowed to have a mezuzah there. Yeah. So tomorrow, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, stoma divri haka potter. Is that true? You want to tell me who the sheeter is? That a stam warehouse, everybody holds your potter from the mezuzah. I've or Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisa. Bisharecha. The poster says, Al mezuzah is beisecha bisharecha. On the gates. Echot shari batim. Whether it's the gate opening up into your house. The echot shari chateris. Whether it's the gate opening up into your front yard. The echot shari medinas. Whether it's the gate opening up into Medina, that's the whole, like America, opening up into a few cities. The Yechad Sharia Yoris, whether a gate opening up into your one city. The Refes, that's the room that you have the animals. The Lulin, or else that's the room you have the chickens there. Or Mitevin, or else the room you store a straw. The Yitzros Yayin, the Yitzros Shemin, Chayobim B'Mezuzah. All these Shiorim, all these gates opening up into these rooms, is Mechuyev in the Mezuzah. So you see clearly, a room that you have set aside just to store the wine there, or to store the Shemin there, it's also Chayev in Mezuzah. So what's a kasha and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds stam a storage room is potter min HaMezuzah. And where would dashni from the word of Visharecha or Shar to any one of these places is mechuyev in HaMezuzah. So more Yochol, the Braisa goes on, Yochol Shani Marba, I would think also, it's also included in Visharecha. Af, base Shar Achsadra, even a base